We've been talking about the theater layout. We will now describe the set and characters for this performance of Twilight. Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992, is a sequence of monologues taken verbatim from interviews regarding the Rodney King beating, riot, and trial. The five actors change costume and character during the play, oftentimes very quickly. Occasionally, the same actor will portray multiple characters in a scene with only a change of vocal pattern, tone, and physicality.
Upon entering the theater house, centered above the stage is a long rectangular screen, 7 feet high by 38 feet wide, with the words Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992, in large glowing white letters. The names of the characters, who they are, and the titles of their monologues are shown on this screen. The back wall is a white screen, 20 feet high by 51 feet wide, where color, Los Angeles cityscapes, and scenes pertaining to the Rodney King beating by police, riot, and trial are projected onto during the play. On either side of the stage, two pivoting screens, 6 feet high by 11 feet wide, are 5 feet off the ground above two gray wooden bookcases, 4 feet high by 8 feet wide. These bookcases are facing away from the audience and hold costumes and props. A gray platform raised about a foot off the main stage, 18 feet wide, and 10 feet deep, is the main playing area. There are glowing lights under the front edge of this platform. The areas on the sides of the platform and in front of the first row are also used during the play. There are two long black benches on either side of the playing area. A small table and an office chair are on the left side, and a stool is on the right.
This performance runs 2 hours and 30 minutes, including 1 15-minute intermission. This production contains footage of extreme violence, instances of racialized and discriminatory language, as well as the sound of a gunshot. As mentioned earlier, the five actors play numerous parts. When each actor first appears, a projection is viewed. The audio describer will briefly state the character's name as the scene begins or ends, and for time's sake, we will read what is projected for each character. We asked each actor to write their own self-description, focusing on their appearance. Elena Hurst is a petite Latinx Jewish woman with long dark hair. Wesley T. Jones is a black 6-foot-tall bald man, athletically built in his late 20s. Francis Jew is a middle-aged Asian man of slim stature with buzzed salt-and-pepper hair. Carl Palmer is a 6-foot-tall, middle-aged white male with brown hair, balding on top with a medium build. Tiffany Rochelle Stewart is a tall, biracial black woman with short hair and average build. Teddy will now describe the actors and their costumes as they appear in each scene of Act 1.
Prologue. Angela King, played by Tiffany, wearing a blue knee-length roomy house dress. Ted Braceno, played by Carl, dressed in a beige short-sleeved shirt and black pants. History's enemies. Rudy Salas Sr., played by Elena, wearing a white short-sleeved guayabera shirt, black pants, white socks, and black sandals. Stanley K. Scheinbaum, played by Carl, wearing glasses, a white striped shirt and bow tie, gray suit jacket and black pants. Elaine Kim, played by Frances, an Asian woman wearing a plum brocade jacket over a light gray t-shirt, gold pin and earrings, black pants and shoes. No Justice, No Peace, Latasha Harkins. Charles Lloyd, played by Wesley, wearing a gray suit jacket, red tie, white shirt, red pocket handkerchief, black pants, and glasses. Gina Ray, a.k.a. Queen Malka, played by Tiffany, wearing a gold-colored dress with a black collar, red belt, red necklace, and a red, black, gray, and white fan print on the bottom half of her dress. Jae Woong Young, played by Francis, wearing a gray t-shirt, beige khaki vest, and black pants. The Story of Rodney King, March 31st, 1991. Josie Morales, played by Elena, long hair past her shoulders, wearing a brown shirt, black pants. Sergeant Charles Duke, played by Francis, wearing a gray shirt, black pants, a holster with a gun and billy club, badge on his belt, and black work boots. The People of the State of California vs. Lawrence M. Powell, Timothy E. Wind, Theodore J. Brissino, and Stacy C. Kuhn. Verdict, April 29, 1992. Anonymous man, played by Carl, wearing a beige V-neck sweater over a white shirt, black pants, and black shoes. Rock, Keith Watson, played by Wesley, wearing a black stocking cap, blue denim shirt, painted with bright colors, worn open, bare chest exposed, gold chain necklace, loose denim jeans, and brown shoes. Elaine Young, played by Elena, wearing a yellow shirt, large red glasses, black pants, and high heels. Maxine Waters, played by Tiffany, wearing a red suit jacket over a gray shirt, black skirt, and shoes. Anonymous USC student, played by Tiffany. She wears a pink-colored sweatshirt over a gray tank top and black skirt. Stanley K. Scheinbaum, as previously described. Daryl Gates, played by Carl, wearing a white and beige striped polo shirt and black pants. Katie Miller, played by Tiffany, wearing a bright yellow hooded sweatshirt, yellow baseball cap, long curly hair and a ponytail on the right side of her head, baggy black pants, and black sneakers. Octavio Sandoval, played by Elena, wearing a blue and white striped polo shirt, black pants, and green baseball cap, worn with visor facing backwards. Federico Sandoval, played by Elena, wearing a light blue plaid shirt, black pants, and a cowboy hat. Charlton Heston, played by Wesley, wearing a red satin smoking jacket with a gold quilted collar and cuffs, gray pants. Anonymous talent agent, played by Carl, wearing a dark gray suit with a light gray t-shirt. Richard Kim, played by Francis, wearing a beige knit shirt with gray long sleeves, black pants, carrying a rifle. Hector Tova, author, former Los Angeles Times journalist, Poverty Riot, played by Elena, wearing a straw fedora hat, a loose-fitting short-sleeve striped shirt, and black pants. Shelby Coffey III, Los Angeles Times. Beirut, played by Carl, wearing a gray shirt and black pants. Jesse Norman, played by Francis, wearing a regal magenta floor-length silk robe with long puffy sleeves, trimmed in dark red velvet. A head wrap of jewel-toned velvet is tied artfully around her head. Glittering earrings adorn her ears. This concludes the pre-show description for the first act of this performance of Twilight.